Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Today's topic, title insurance policies protects the buyers of homes.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the title insurance policy received at the time of sale. In the typical residential transaction, you will have the buyer paying for a title insurance policy to the benefit of their lender, saying that since the beginning of time, this property has changed hands fully and completely, and these are the attachments to that title or obligations to the owner of that land, and the seller will be paying it a title insurance policy to the benefit of the buyer.
The seller is effectively stating, I'm going to prove that I've got good title. You're going to prove as a buyer that you've got good money because you're going to bring it in. But what does the seller bring in? Title to the property, and unfortunately, you can't see a lot of the stuff that are problems concerning ownership of the property. So each is proving that they have good product so that the transaction can close fairly.
Now, even clean or clear title does not mean there's nothing attached to that
right.
property. There can be appropriate liens against property, like the property tax lien, which you'll have every year, whether you want it or not.
That's right.
It will
every
be attached
year.
Next year, too. So you'll see that's attached to title for each piece of real estate. In addition, it's very common to see easements for utilities, especially residential in town, where you've got to have access to the neighbors to hook up their electrical. So you've got the lines passing through by E-Web or someone like that. That's attached to title as a recorded easement.
And other issues that would be included, let's go the other way. Other issues that are not included, if you can physically inspect the property at that moment and you could have seen the defect by surveying it or by inspecting it, title insurance doesn't cover it.
That's talking about whether you've got your property identified. Do you really know the corners of the property? It's amazing to me how seldom we use surveyors in
right.
a real estate transaction, because you're really saying, I accept what I think is the property.
Right, exactly. And especially country properties, oh my gosh, way back when they may have strung the fence from tree to tree to tree. Now those trees are missing, but guess what? The fence is still there, and whatever you've corralled, so to speak, you perceive to be yours. But in fact, the legal description may take it either direction, away from the property or into the property.
More on that title insurance policy and what it means to you as a buyer or seller next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.